What's up, my fellow ear carriers? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, here on the Professionally Silly Station, recorded on the best app for podcasts, Anchor. I had to kiss a little ass just then, y'all. If it's your first time with us here on Professionally Silly, what the hell took you so long? And if you are returning, I wish you the best orgasm in your life within the next week or sooner, if you're one of the lucky ones. Today's episode, we have a lot of ground to cover. We're going to talk about the Zodiac Killer. Don't freak out. He's not back. Well, as far as we know. We're also going to talk about an Atlanta police officer that was sentenced 5 years in prison. Yes, we finally got one of those badge-wearing bitches, and trust me, when you hear what he did, you'll agree about my badge bitch comment. You know, I also have a few call-ins that I want to share with you, and I guess now would be a good time to give you my Google Voice number for those of you that do not have the Anchor app and still would like to call in and share your opinions on a few things. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. And if you could, try your best to keep the calls, you know, 30 seconds or less. I want to be sure that everyone gets a chance to be heard. And if it's too long, I may not be able to put it in every time I get a long voicemail. Now, we do have ourselves a great episode, so not a moment to waste, right? Let's get right into it, shall we? The Zodiac Killer is in the news again. And yes, millennials, the Zodiac Killer is real and isn't just a movie. But now, we might have a chance to actually find him. DNA techniques used to identify the Golden State Killer suspect may hold the key to unlocking the 50-year-old Zodiac Killer case. Joseph James D'Angelo, 72, was taken into custody Tuesday evening in Sacramento, in the Sacramento suburbs of Citrus Heights. Now, police alleges that he is a so-called Golden State Killer who is believed to have committed 12 killings and at least 50 rapes. In at least 10 counties in California. And to top that off, this son of a bitch was a cop. Yeah, I mentioned bitches with badges earlier. Apparently, this is not even apparently, this has been a problem since police officers became police officers. You feel me? A former Auburn, California police officer who was fired in 1979 for shoplifting a can of dog repellent and a hammer from a drugstore. We're talking about Joseph James D'Angelo, the suspected Golden State Killer. He hid in plain sight for decades. Now it is believed that they can find the Zodiac Killer the same way with DNA. And we all know that DNA science has come a long way over the last 40 years. Vallejo Police Detective Terry Poyser, excuse me if I said his name wrong, told the Sacramento Bee his agency had submitted two envelopes containing letters from the Zodiac Killer for a type of advanced DNA analysis that has only recently become available. Now, they will attempt to obtain full DNA profile of the Zodiac Killer from saliva that's left on the envelope and the stamps of the letters that was sent to police. Now, fingers are crossed on that one because the sample is over 40 years old. Now, investigators uploaded DNA collected at one of the crime scenes to an open source genealogical website and found a partial match to a distant relative of D'Angelo's. Damn, ain't that some shit? Now, from there, they painstakingly constructed a family tree dating back several generations before they actually zeroed in on him. Now, they use the use of DNA from a genealogy website to identify D'Angelo's marks, it's a breakthrough for law enforcement. It really is, but it has been criticized by many civil rights defenders as a potential violation of privacy laws.
It'll break it wide open.
Jim Jacks has spent most of his career on the Zodiac Task Force, hunting the man who 50 years ago terrorized Northern California. The Zodiac Killer boasted about killing as many as 37 people and taunted police by sending them cryptic letters. If they're able to find a relative of the person who licked that stamp, how big a deal is that?
Oh, it's real big. It's a great place for an investigation to really start.
Detectives are now trying to recover DNA from saliva on the stamps from those very letters, and using genealogy sites gives them a potent new weapon.
Now, let me know what you guys think about this. Does the end justify the means? And I'm feeling kind of partial, to be honest, because on one hand, I want them to catch the Zodiac Killer, and I'm glad they caught the Golden State Killer, especially as, you know, I am a female current California resident, so I'm glad. However, there are a lot of bitches with badges and even more bitches with power that could abuse this DNA method. So just call in, let me know what you think about the, about this. 805-664-1828, or just give me a call in here at Anchor. And I'll be back after the next random sound that you hear. What's up, loves? I'm back. So, did you miss me? So, that's a no? Or, well, too bad, I'm back. Anyway, let's go ahead and lighten the load for the next segment. The last one was too serial killery. So Beyonce and Kanye West may have lied to millions. Damn, and I said I was going to lighten the load. Well, I lied. Based on log data gathered by Norwegian newspaper Dagens Næringsliv, and I'm sure I completely messed up that pronunciation, but they say the streaming numbers for Kanye West's The Life of Pablo and Beyoncé's Lemonade were inflated through manipulated user play counts on Tidal, Jay-Z's musical platform. Now, this increased their loyalty payouts. Huh, they are accused of generating 300 million fake streams. Good Lord, that's a lot of money. and I expect that crazy shit from Kanye West because he's Kanye West, but he's crazy. You never know what the fuck he's going to do. But Beyonce? Oh, Lord Jesus, say it is so. Oh, Lord, baby Jesus. And to be honest with you, I have no idea what to believe. If it's true, then shame on them both. If it's not true, I'm sure the Beehive will destroy this Norwegian paper, because talking shit about Beyonce could start a World War III. Y'all know these Beyonce fans are crazy as fuck. They Kanye West crazy. You gotta be real careful on what you say about Beyonce. You can talk shit about a Beyonce's fan's mother, but you say one bad thing about Beyonce, that's a wrap. So call in. Let me know what you think. You know, do you think Tidal is guilty or not? 805-664-1828. 805-664-1828. Or if you have Anchor, leave me a message and, share your thoughts. In other news, well, I guess this is news, a donut was created to celebrate the royal wedding. Dunkin' Donuts is unveiling a special heart-shaped donut in celebration of Prince Harry and Meghan's union of love, which is coming up on May 19th. So, you know, good for their rich, happy asses with their happy, amazing love life, and now they get a fucking donut? Not that I'm jealous or anything. I had a honey bun earlier, so nope, I'm not bitter at all. Damn, that was the perfect sound. I had to go get another honey bun to calm my nerves. So, frankly, I do feel like a cow right now. Well, let's get back to bitches with badges, because I got another story here for you. A former Atlanta police officer was sentenced to 5 years in prison Monday for beating a Walmart customer he wrongfully accused of stealing, and you'll never believe this, a tomato and trying to cover it up. Trevor King, 49, of Stockbridge. Actually, I'm from that area. That's in Clayton County. Clayton County, Georgia. Stockbridge is literally around the corner from where I grew up. Hell, I used to work at a bar called the Penalty Box in Stockbridge, so I know all about that area. But Trevor King, 49, of Stockbridge, was convicted in December on federal charges of unreasonable force and falsifying a police report. Now, from what I understand, Tyrone Carnegie, this is the man that was brutally attacked by this officer, returned to Walmart because he thought he was overcharged for the tomatoes he purchased. So he brought him back to be weighed again. And King was in uniform and working off duty at the Walmart on Martin Luther King Jr. Drive when he saw Tyrone Carnegie weigh a tomato and walk toward the store's exit. King stopped the victim near the door and hit him with his baton 7 times, breaking 2 bones in the victim's right leg. And as Carnegie laid on the floor bleeding from his injuries, King searched him. And you'll never guess what the fuck he found. A receipt for the tomato that he accused him of stealing. Wow. The rage that I feel right now on this particular subject matter is hella real. I mean, you can watch the surveillance video online. It's everywhere. And you can clearly see this officer beat this man over a tomato he fucking paid for. I don't even think 7 seconds passed before the officer hit him. He was handcuffed to the hospital bed, and he was in jail for 3 days. Former Officer King wrote a false report to cover up his unjustified assault. And additionally, King charged the victim with obstructing a shoplifting investigation and assaulting a police officer. Are you fucking kidding me? Can y'all believe this? Whoo, chow. I tell you what. King was indicted in December 2016 and retired in January 2017. And if you ask me, he took way too damn long to quote unquote retire. Nah, bitch, nigga, you was fired. Shut the fuck up. His attorney, Otis Williams, said Monday's sentence was heartbreaking for Mr. King and his family. He's a father. I say fuck him and his family, and maybe those kids will learn not to act like their father. You know, that's how I feel about that. You know, besides, you can't trust a man named Otis. Fuck him, too. You know, fuck him, too. I don't care. His sentence wasn't heartbreaking at all. And there are people who go to jail for more time than that, and they haven't even done anything. You know, I'm supposed to feel bad for this lying-ass cop and his family? Nigga, please. Somebody bring in the fried chicken, the watermelon, and the malt liquor, because we celebrating tonight, bitches. Justice has been served.
Well, I was chained to the bed at Grady's because he had just said I assaulted him and obstructed him from doing his job.
That is such bullshit. You should see this man. He's an elderly black man. He looks like somebody's granddaddy. Like, this is bullshit. You know what? I say it's time to sue. Following emergency surgery at Grady Memorial Hospital, Carnegie was taken to the Fulton County Jail on King's bogus charges. Prosecutors ultimately dismissed them, of course. They fucking should have. He got what he deserved. Carnegie said Monday after the 5-year sentencing, he did me wrong. Mr. Carnegie will be suing the city, the police department, and the manager of that Walmart. And I say more power to him. And can I borrow $20? Too soon? Okay. These badge-carrying bitches think they can do whatever the fuck they want. Know your rights. And if you can be near a camera, be near a camera, okay? And I'm not saying that all cops are bad, but there are so many bad apples out there, it's almost too dangerous to assume that there are good ones, you know? And if there are any cops listening to this right now out there, set an example for other officers that you work with. Protect and serve. Whatever happened to that? I want to take a moment to thank you all for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform you chose, because your Audible Boo Thing is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as a few other podcast homes. So coming up next, we got call-ins. You know, you made them. I got them. So let's play them. First up is Cyber Shots, a fellow anchorer.
Yo, Professionally Silly, what's going on? What's going on? Girl, you done shut the domino game down. That's a bunch of bullshit. Yo, y'all shout out on Professional Silly. Not Mary McCheese don't say shit. Mojo, what's up?
Everything is everything.
That's a bunch of bullshit, right?
The game.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit. I am so sorry to hear that, but I love your station. I'm digging your vibe. And that's just straight up racism. I did a segment on about the young lady at the Waffle House. But anyway, peace, love, and light. Why you sitting there looking at me, man? Go ahead and wash the bones. Quit acting stupid, man. Professional Silly can't save your silly ass. Peace. Man, wash that shit, man. What the hell you doing looking at me?
He was responding to the podcast I did before this one, actually, the Cinco de Mayo podcast. And, you know, I put the, if you're listening on Anchor, I put the link on the screen so you can go ahead and click it. And if you're not listening to it on Anchor, it's literally the podcast before this one, so it's easy to find. Anyways, I did a segment about these two Native American young men who went to visit Colorado State University to take a tour. And a white woman called 911 and said they made her uncomfortable. So long story short, they were pulled aside by police, questioned, and they even missed the tour that they drove out of state to be a part of, all because some white lady was uncomfortable. And definitely make sure you go back and take a listen to that podcast. It's a good one. But, you know, I also talked about a 24-carat gold edible chicken wings, too. So obviously that's a must hear.
Shout out to Cyber Shots for calling in. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Our next call in is actually from one of my favorite anchor stations, Weird AF News. Obviously, AF stands for as fuck, I think. I don't know. I don't know his life. But this is actually a response from me calling his show. And however, when I called him, I was using my fucked up earphones and he couldn't hear anything that I said, but I'm sure it got his attention because the message was titled, "I'm currently topless." So, you know what? I'm just going to play it. I'll explain later.
Hey, hon, it's Jonesy. Your last message that you left me, I couldn't hear it. I think you must have had mute on or something. But it's something about me being topless. Or is it you being topless? Call me.
Yeah, I was just saying that you're not the only one who does anchor recordings topless. You know, it's just perfect because, like, nobody can fucking see you. It's all good. But yeah, that's what I was talking about. That's hilarious. I think I said more stuff, but I don't remember what the fuck it was. So we'll just keep it there.
You are so funny. I adore you. Thank you.
You hear that, ladies? Jonesy adores me. And if I remember correctly, on one of his podcast episodes, he mentioned that he's into dark-haired beauties and blondes just don't do it for him. And Jonesy, you know what, man? It doesn't get any more dark-haired than this black bitch, let me tell you. Let me stop. You hilarious bastard. Thanks for calling in, bro. Make sure you guys check out Cyber Shots as well as Weird AF News.
you know, you're going to love him. But I feel like I should explain. On his podcast, he was joking about how he recorded a podcast with his shirt off. And so naturally, I took it upon myself to admit that I do the same thing when I record sometimes. And yes, I am currently wearing a shirt. Sorry, guys. My bad. Next up, we have topic of discussion, another dope-ass fellow anchorer. And I gotta tell you, I love it when other podcasters tune into my station. It makes me feel hella good because I know they understand, you know, what it is and what it takes to create audible content. And it just makes me feel good because I know they get it and they appreciate it and I appreciate them. So anyways, here is the call-in from topic of discussion.
Congratulations for being picked up everywhere. I am so freaking proud of you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the congratulations. And for those of you who have no idea what she's talking about, she's congratulating me for my professionally silly station, for it being picked up on several different auditory platforms. You know, so we're being picked up. We're expanding. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Overcast, as well as Pocket Cast. That is a mouthful. That's what she said. And I have to tell you, the podcast community, especially the anchor community, they're just so supportive and they're just so awesome. So make sure you check out their stations as well. You know what I'm saying? Topic of Discussion has got a great podcast station as well. So check that out. You know, they have a lot of talent and a lot of creativity to share with us. So please make sure you check out the different podcasts that are out there, because let me tell you something, they have your voice, your opinions, and maybe not, but it is definitely, definitely interesting to listen to. We have one more call in, and this one is from the Google Voice number, which again, for those of you who would like to call in as well, it's 805-664-1828. And this is a lengthy voicemail with a lovely message that I just had to share with you in its entirety. But because this message is so great, I'm sharing it with you in its entirety, but it's a long message. And normally I would have cut this up a little bit to shorten it, but it's just amazing what she said. Anyways, Jamie called me not too long ago, and she was actually on my, my first Google Voice message that I shared here on the Professionally Silly Station podcast. And her original call-in was also on the Cinco de Mayo episode. So you guys obviously need to go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already done so. So here is Jamie with her positive words of wisdom. The original voicemail that she sent was 2 minutes and 55 seconds. And I can't play the whole thing like I would like to, so I went ahead and I picked out my most favorite parts and most memorable parts of her voicemail that I just had to share with you guys. And once again, feel free to call in 805-664-1828. But if you can, try your best to leave your calls, you know, a minute or less, 60 seconds or less, if you can. Here is what she had to say.
My name is Jamie, and I just want to extend all of my love to everyone out there that feels like they're not being heard or have parents that are not okay with who you want to be and who you are. Stand in that. Don't let it go. I made that mistake of not standing up and letting go and going back in the closet, and it's not something that you should do or take lightly. Stand up, shout it from the rooftops, nothing to be embarrassed about. If it makes you happy at the end of the day, your happiness should be first priority. Everybody else has to take a backseat. And then love all of my babies. I love you so very much, down to the core and the human being that you are. This is Jamie, y'all. Bye.
Jamie gave me a call on my Google Voice number and shared with me that she's also a member of the LGBTQ community and how it's been hectic, you know, for her and for members of our community, you know. And so she just wanted to share, you know, pretty much some advice and some words of wisdom to anyone else out there who may be feeling out of place, whether you're part of the LGBT community or not. Just be proud of who you are. And I thought that was a great message. So thank you so much for that, Jamie. You rock. And you are definitely, definitely a full-fledged member of the Smile Squad. So I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. And if you haven't already, let's go ahead and tap that subscribe or favorite button, depending on which auditory platform you're listening on. That way you can be notified whenever I upload my weekly podcast episodes, because I will be uploading. And also, don't be afraid to call in and share your opinions about the topics we discuss, or perhaps you have topic ideas of your own that you want me to talk about. Or maybe you just want to tell me how much you love me. Either way, be sure to call in 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Or if you have the Anchor app, you can just go ahead and click that little plus sign and leave a message right there. But until next time, my loves. Oh, and watch out for bitches with badges, by the way. I'll see you guys next time. Have a great Thursday.